And so now I invite you, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes. Take that deep healing breath, breathing into that inner place where you know the truth. God is there. Love is there. Peace is there. Hold your breath for a few moments and then just feel it gently flow through you. And as you exhale, just let go. Release any tension in your body. And as physical tension melts away, let go of any thoughts of fear, worry, angst, or illness that is keeping you from being fully present to this now moment and the truth of your being. And as you continue breathing in and breathing out, know your sole purpose in this holy moment is to experience God and the reality beyond your human self. In this consciousness, imagine for a moment yourself in the crowd that greeted Jesus in the old city as he entered, riding on a lowly donkey. You can hear the rustling of branches as people all around you are shouting, save me now. You are mesmerized, not sure that this teacher on the back of a small donkey is truly the Messiah. And as Jesus passes you, he looks deep into your eyes and you are moved in a way that you've never felt before. You feel your feet start to move and you follow the crowd following Jesus to the eastern wall of the Temple Mount and stand nearby. You observe as he takes one look at the situation in the temple courtyard and seems to know that what he sees is not aligned with the truth of what a temple should be. You see him overthrowing the temples of the money changers and driving them out of the temple. And you know, in the depths of your being, you know that Jesus is inviting you to do the same. Jesus is saving you now. He is inviting you to turn the tables of your consciousness, to search your soul for any embedded theology that places a limit on the love and magnificence of God and your own divine essence. He is inviting you to know the truth that God is everywhere present and absolute good, absolute peace, harmony, and joy. And you hear Jesus say, "Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer?" And hearing those words, you know that true prayer is centering your attention on the omnipresence of God and the truth of your oneness in and through that presence. Spirit is, you are. All you have to do is open your heart to accept the indwelling love, goodness, and peace. Later, you come back to the temple courts again, and there is Jesus teaching. He is explaining to the crowd that God is not in the sky, that God cannot be reached by sending up wisps of smoke from burning sacrifices. He looks directly once more into your eyes and says, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is within." And slowly you feel from deep within an inner knowing of truth that your journey into Jerusalem is a journey to accept your true divine identity. This is the moment when you realize and accept the body of Christ, the spiritual energy that cleanses your eternal soul and enables you to serve the living God. You say to yourself, "I am. I am an individualized expression of Godness, created to be whole and free. I am one with the divine. I am on this earth to be love. I am on this earth to be peace. I am on this earth to be wisdom, to be strength. I am on this earth to be power and to live from the truth of my being, to be all that I can imagine the divine to be. Take a moment now to contemplate these truths and to visualize what thoughts and actions you will unfold with them in your life. Do this for a few moments now in the silence. And now, let us come together in communal gratitude for even a few moments of true communion with all that is. Let us set the intention during this Holy Week to turn the tables on any false ideas of God and self. Let us bear witness to what is spiritually true, and let us stay true to who and what we really are. We name this and we claim this on this holy day. And so it is, and we joyfully and gratefully accept it being as we come together to sing our Lord's Prayer.